Party. Introducing today's contestants, a law student from Macomb, Michigan, Aaron Getz. A software quality assurance analyst from Louisville, Kentucky, Allison Sujet. And our returning champion, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones, whose eight-day cash winnings total $204,808. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. For the past week and a half, we have been on Jeopardy, enjoying the company of this delightful, soft-spoken, kind of laid-back lady, Mackenzie, who is also very, very bright. So bright, she managed to turn her last two games into runaways. So Allison and Aaron, the A's, have arrived. Good luck. Be warned. Here we go. Jeopardy round. One daily double coming up in one of these categories. First off, walls and bridges. Magazines come and go, you know that. Annual events, you'll get a D in American history. Each correct response will begin with that letter of the alphabet. That's followed by cast your pearls and name the star for us. Cast your pearls before swine. Each correct response will be a word that starts with the letters S-W-I and come just before swine in the dictionary. Mackenzie, start.
Let's start with annual events for two.
From December 16th to the 24th, Mexico commemorates the journey this biblical pair took from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Allison.
Who are Mary and Joseph?
Yeah.
Annual events 400.
This holiday has its origins in the Celtic festival of Samhain, during which people wore masks to avoid being recognized by ghosts. Aaron.
What is Halloween?
You are right.
American History 8.
About 380,000 Civil War soldiers, or 10% of those who served, ended up as these, choosing to fight another day, or never. We're talking about deserters. A lot of deserters. Aaron.
American History 6.
To help them fight Hitler, in 1940, the United States traded the British 50 of this type of warship for leases on British bases. Aaron.
What are destroyers?
That's the D.
History 1000.
Kansas Territory had this man as governor in 1858, and what's now a state capital is named for him.
What is...
Aaron?
What is Denver?
Yes, James Denver.
History 4.
SCOTUS upheld the independence of corporations ruling in 1819 that New Hampshire had wrongly replaced the trustees of this school. Mackenzie?
What is Dartmouth?
That's it.
D in American.
In the Depression, flour companies sold their product in bright print sacks, as so many women were reduced to using them as these. Aaron.
What are dresses?
Yes.
Pearls, 800.
Rafe and Danny, two fighter pilots triangulating with Kate Beckinsale in 2001's Pearl Harbor. Mackenzie?
Who are Hartnett and Affleck?
Yes, Ben Affleck and Josh Hartnett.
Cast your pearls, 600.
This lead singer as himself in the 2017 Pearl Jam concert film, Let's Play 2. Aaron?
Who is Eddie Vedder?
Right.
Pearls, 400.
Greet, the title gal in 2003's Girl with a Pearl Earring. Mackenzie?
Who is Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Cast your pearls, 1,000.
Sherlock Holmes, opposite Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson, in 1944's The Pearl of Death. Sherlock Holmes, played by Basil Rathbone. Mackenzie.
Pearls for 200.
Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Allison.
Who's Johnny Depp?
He's the one.
Annual event 600.
First held in 1897, it's now run on Patriots Day in April each year. Allison.
What is the Boston Marathon?
That's it.
Annual events 800.
LGBTQ Pride Month is celebrated each June to commemorate the 1969 riots at this inn. Allison.
What is Stonewall?
Right.
Annual events, 1,000.
This Utah festival regularly has more than 12,000 films submitted. About 200 end up getting shown. Allison?
What is Sundance?
Sundance is correct, and that takes you up to 2,800 into a tie with Aaron for the lead, and it takes us into our first break for this commercial. Aaron Goetz is a law student from Michigan who is an avid poker player. In fact, you were playing poker when you found out you were going to be a guest on our show.
That's right, Alex.
What kind of poker are we talking about here?
No Limit Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. You're good at it?
I have years of experience.
Okay, good for you. Allison, give me your last
name. Suger.
Suger from Louisville, Kentucky. Award-winning knitter.
Yes.
What are we talking about here?
I've been knitting for years, something I really enjoy. Every year I try to enter at least a couple of pieces in the state fair, and I win ribbons.
I see. Okay. Mackenzie Jones, this young lady is our champion. I talked about her at the beginning of the program. She's very bright. She's also a collector. She has a statue of Diana, the goddess Diana. But you do something different with your statue.
Yes. So growing up, my mom always had a seasonal flag outside our house. And so I wanted to continue that. But I make little seasonal outfits for my Diana statue. So it's like she's dressed like a ghost at Halloween, or it'll be Easter, she'll be a little bunny.
Let's go back into this first round. Allison has command of the board. She makes our next selection.
Before swine for 600.
It's real hogwash. And the SWI comes up in the word swill. All right, Allison?
Magazines come and go for 200.
I thought you might get away from that. EW for short. In 2019, this magazine about pop culture kept its name but went monthly. Aaron?
What is Entertainment Weekly?
Correct.
Bridge is 800.
Answer. All right.
I'm all in.
Oh, hello.
True Daily Dub.
A James Holzhauer move there, but only one hand. Here is the clue. European visitors gave a 60-foot-high landmark this alliterative name after seeing mournful vigils of pious Jews.
What is the Wailing Wall?
That's it.
Bridge is 1,000.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
Here's the National Trail, where you can take the 84-mile coast-to-coast walk and explore Roman forts along the World Heritage Site of this historic landmark.
Allison.
What is Hadrian's Wall?
That's right.
Walls and Bridges, 600.
Before you freak out for safety reasons, the Wuppertal, Germany landmark called this bridge was painted, not clicked together. Allison.
It's the Lego Bridge?
Yep.
Walls and Bridges, 400.
Roseman and Hogback are but two covered bridges in this county, the covered bridge capital of Iowa. Aaron.
What is Madison County?
Yes.
Bridge is 200.
Check out the Moonlight Rainbow Show on the Banpo Bridge spanning the Han River in this capital of South Korea. Allison.
What is Seoul?
Correct.
Magazines 400.
A travel magazine launched in 2017 is named for this room renting app. Mackenzie?
What is Airbnb?
Yep.
Magazine 6.
In 2000, Time announced that this other four-letter magazine would no longer be monthly and would only publish special issues. Aaron?
What is Life?
Yeah.
800 magazines.
A lot of the usual gang of idiots were out of work when this humor magazine went to mostly reprinting old material in 2019. Allison?
What is Mad?
Yes.
Magazines 1,000.
This long-running magazine started publishing a little kids' edition to teach youngsters 3 to 6 about our big world. Allison.
What is National Geographic?
Correct.
Before swine, 200.
Tracy Calkins won 3 Olympic golds in this. Aaron.
What is swimming?
Yes.
Swine, 400.
Rapid, or a rapid bird. Aaron.
What is swift?
Yeah.
Swine, 800.
Watch out for this con man. Allison.
What is a swindler?
Good. Now the last clue. This sweeper started cleaning floors in 1999. The wet system soon followed. Mackenzie.
What is Swiffer?
Yes. And that takes you to 3,000. You're going to go first in Double Jeopardy. Trying to catch up to Aaron, the leader, when we come back. Two players, the two challengers are very close in score right now, but Mackenzie trails badly. Let's see if she can make up ground with these categories in Double Jeopardy. Banned emojis. nature, women of the world, a little alliteration. I quit. And finally, Shakespearean jeopardy. We want you to replace the word jeopardy in each clue in order to come up with the correct response. Mackenzie?
Let's start with women of the world for four.
Born in Warsaw, she is still the only woman to win Nobel Prizes in two different fields. Allison.
Who's Curie? Marie Curie.
Thank you.
Women of the world, 800.
She was a leader in the Milwaukee Zionist Party before she was a prime minister of Israel. Aaron.
Who is Meir?
Golda Meir, correct.
And emoji 16.
They have been affected by kryptonite. Mackenzie.
Who are Three Doors Down?
That's it.
Band emojis 12.
The creme de la creme of virtual hip-hop. Allison.
For the Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Band emojis 2000.
They only want to be with you. Mackenzie.
Who are Hootie and the Blowfish?
Correct.
Band emojis 8.
If you don't like them, you must be a creep. Mackenzie.
Who is Radiohead?
Yep.
Band emojis 4.
Let's groove with these guys. Mackenzie.
What is Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Correct.
Women of the World 12.
This teenager and her younger brother, Ptolemy the 13th, became co-rulers upon the death of their father. Allison.
Who's Cleopatra?
Yes.
Women of the World, 1600.
Answer there, the first of the Daily Doubles. And you are in the lead all by yourself.
4,000.
Four it is. Here is the clue. Widow of an anti-Somoza newspaper man, Violeta Chamorro was this country's president from 1990 to 1997.
What is Peru?
Oh, no. You're too far south. Correct response, what is Nicaragua? Nicaragua. So you are now in third place, but it's a closer game. Go.
I quit for 400.
This bank's stagecoach will keep rolling without CEO Tim Sloan, who stepped down in 2019 after 2 years and a lot of apologizing. Aaron?
What is Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
I quit 16.
Sir Kim Derrick resigned from this post in 2019 after the leak of some comments of his about the U.S. administration. He was the U.K. ambassador to the United States. Aaron, back to you.
I quit 2000.
An era in showbiz journalism ended when he stepped down from the editorship of Vanity Fair in 2017. And his name is Graydon Carter. Harrison, go again.
Let's stick with it. 1,200.
Thomas Campbell went from a curator, also known as Tapestry Tom, to head of this 2,500-employee New York City institution, but resigned in 2017. Mackenzie.
What is the Metropolitan Museum of Art?
That's it.
I quit for 8.
In 2013, Benedict XVI resigned and took the title Pope This, like a retired professor. Allison.
Who's emeritus?
Yes.
Nature 400.
Protecting some species of animals during hot, dry periods, estivation is the summer equivalent of this winter sleep. Allison.
What is hibernation?
That's right.
Nature 800.
Inhabiting the Amazon River Basin, the rare boto is also known as the pink this mammal. Allison.
What is dolphin?
Good.
Nature 1200.
Answer there. Daily Double. And you're right in the thick of this.
3,000.
Three it is. Extending for about 1,250 miles and visible from space, this marine feature has been called the world's largest ecosystem.
What is the Great Barrier Reef?
You are now in the lead.
Nature 1600.
From Greek meaning earth-like, it's the type of hollow crystal-lined rock seen here. Allison.
What is a geode?
Geode, good for you.
Nature 2000.
Two major types of gray wolves are timber, which live in forested areas, and this other T, which live in the Arctic. Allison.
What is tundra?
Tundra, right again.
Let's try Women of the World 2000.
On June 16th, 1963, she set off on a nearly 71-hour flight, becoming a Soviet hero and the first woman in space. Aaron.
Who is Tereshkova?
Valentina Tereshkova. Correct.
Alliteration 16.
In high school, courses such as history, geography, and civics come under this heading. Aaron.
What is social studies?
Yep.
Alliteration 2000.
French phrase for an attractive but dangerous woman.
Allison.
Was a femme fatale.
Yes.
Alliteration to 1200.
Colorful term for an aristocrat or a member of a socially prominent family. Mackenzie.
What is a blue blood?
Blue blood, good.
Shakespearean Jeopardy 4.
Oh, Jeopardy, Jeopardy, wherefore art thou, Jeopardy? Allison.
Who's Romeo?
Romeo, yeah.
Jeopardy, or yes, I'm sorry, Jeopardy 800.
Get thee to a Jeopardy. Mackenzie.
What is nunnery?
Nunnery, yeah.
Shakespeare 16.
Life's but a walking Jeopardy. Life's but a walking shadow. Mackenzie.
Jeopardy for 2000.
Why, man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a Jeopardy. Allison.
What is Colossus?
Yes.
Shakespearean Jeopardy 1200.
The better part of Jeopardy is discretion. Allison.
What is valor?
Valor, right, you are.
Alliteration 400.
Concentrations of these, like methane and carbon dioxide, have driven climate change. Mackenzie.
What are greenhouse gases?
Yep, now the last clue. With this service, your paycheck goes straight into your bank account. Allison.
What is direct deposit?
Correct, and that takes you up to 21,000. So it's coming down to final Jeopardy. One of you is going to earn a lot of money today with 18th century America, I think. We'll find out when we come back, won't we?
Closed captioning sponsored in part by DayQuil, the daytime coughing, aching, power through your day medicine.
Don't get out of the car, sir. Don't get out of the car.
A deadly confrontation. What police are saying after the release of this video tonight at 10. And heading to prison, Catherine Pugh's message to Baltimore after she was sentenced to 3 years behind bars.
The Geico Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of, I have a flat tire, to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
In our final today, we are dealing with 18th century America, and the players, you get to deal with this clue. The first census, how appropriate, in 1790, listed 24 urban places. This port was the most populous one in the South. 30 seconds. Good luck. As I see it, you had two choices here. Did you pick the right one? Mackenzie, you were in a third place position. Did you come up with a correct response? You're shaking your head. You selected Charleston. What were you thinking of instead of Charleston?
I mean, a million places. Mobile, yeah. Maybe.
No.
No.
You picked Charleston. That's the right response. How much did you earn? $9,601. Guess what? You're in the lead by a dollar at the moment as we go to Aaron. His response was correct also. His wager, gutsy move, everything. That puts him in the lead. 24,800. Over to Allison. 21,000 going in, leading. The second choice would have been this one, New Orleans. So you're not going to be the champion. Where will you finish? You lost 38-01. You're going to finish in third place. But we have a new Jeopardy champion in Aaron Goetsch. $24,800. And he gets to play again tomorrow. And Mackenzie, congratulations on a great run. We're going to see you in our Tournament of Champions. So long, everybody. Till tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.